أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 110 of Surah Bani Israel. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he would give da'wat towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes he would say Ya Allah, and sometimes he would say Ya Rahman. Now the Quraysh of Makkah, they began to make some allegations against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that you stop us from worshipping multiple gods, but then you are also calling somebody Allah and you are calling another being Rahman. So is that not plurality? Is that not calling upon multiple gods? On the other hand, there are some narrations that the Quraysh themselves would refer to Allah as Allah. But the Yahud of Medina, they would refer more to Ar-Rahman than to Allah. Hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah. قُلْ Say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اُذُعُ اللَّهِ Call Allah, invoke Allah. Call Allah by His name Allah. This is what we know as the Ismu Zat. That is the personal name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Awidu ar-Rahman, or if you wish to, then call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman. It doesn't make a difference. The being is still one. The names may differ. There may be more names, more attributive qualities to a person. So you're going to call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by one of His names. Ayyam ma tad'u, whichever name you call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by, فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, then belonging to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are the most excellent of all names. When you look at all the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is a special unique quality in each of the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So use any one of the names of Allah. They are all names of beauty. They are all qualities and attributes of excellence. So call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by any name you wish. So in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes that doubt that the Quraysh could have had. Then there was another issue in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, it used to be a little louder than normal, than usual. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tilawat was being heard by the Quraysh, then they would become blasphemous against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would become abusive against him. They would then speak ill about the Quran Sharif. And then on the other hand, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite very softly, then even the Sahaba that was sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not hear the Mubarak words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed this issue, and Allah ta'ala said, وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ, that do not recite your recitals in the salat with jahar, in other words, with absolute loudness. وَلَا تُخَافِدْ بِهَا, and don't lower your voice to such an extent that it cannot be heard. That is why we find in Medina Munawwara, once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking past, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making his tahajjud salat, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's salat, his qiraat in the tahajjud salah, was just a little louder than a whisper. But it was not very, very audible. It was soft. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moves a few steps forward, and then he hears Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's making his tahajjud salat, and that is very audible, very loud. So when the salat, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed, both of them had finished their own salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Abu Bakr, I went past and I heard this whisper of yours. Why do you read Quran so softly in your tahajjud?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that being that I read for, that being that I am calling upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he hears everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hears everything, so I don't need to exert myself." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Abu Bakr, higher your voice a little bit." In other words, read a little bit louder. "Umar, why are you reading so loud?" Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "So that my family can also get up, and also I can ward away shaitan." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Umar, you lower your voice a little." So Allah says, "Wala tajhar bi salatika wala tukhafir biha," that don't read excessively loudly in your salat, and don't read excessively inaudibly. "Wabtaghi bayna dhalika sabila," and seek a path between the two. In other words, the voice should be in moderation. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.